Hello and welcome to Kingdom Hearts of Forgotten Era, an actual play podcast. I forgot the intro. I'm sorry.
That's my job.
I failed you.
Yeah, it is Lana's job to forget the intro.
I was trying.
We're an actual play podcast set in the universe of Kingdom Hearts 8 years before the events of Rip by Sleep. We're playing a game called Interstitial, Our Hearts Intertwined, made by Riley Hopkins. You can find them at RevRadBrit on Twitter. I'm Lena, I use she, her, and they, them pronouns, and I am the GM for this game.
I'm Isaiah, I use he and they pronouns, and I play as Salus.
I'm Nathan, I use he, him pronouns, and I play Celeritus.
Hi, I'm Rem. I use she, they pronouns, and I play Asa.
Hi, I'm Vale, and Rem totally forgot their cue and was tapping me to go.
Not true, you always go first.
No, I don't!
Yeah, Rem, you are 3,000% lying.
I'm always the last person before Theo's chaos.
No, you're not. I use he, they pronouns, and I play Nyx, who uses he and they pronouns.
Hey everyone, it's me, Theo Kuhn, pronouns he, him. Play Ace of the Chosen, and I'm back from the time skip.
My training montage.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Zeneca the Chosen. Sorry, I've been so focused on my training, I forgot who I played. And I've learned a killer new move. Watch this, I got this rawhide bone from PetSmart, and... Oh, look at it come apart in my hands. I expected a meteor crunch when I made that noise.
It kind of sounded like you bit into it.
Now I'm really ready to podcast.
Glad to have you, Theo.
Well, that's a delight.
So what happened last time?
I've got cornmeal on my hands, because that was a pizza. I expected us to record 40 minutes from now, so I still have a whole ass slice of pizza.
I see. Last time we bonded.
It was actually almost exclusively bonding.
Yeah, it was...
It was very pleasant.
If I recall correctly, it was a rare net positive for a day with the crew on the gummy ship. Well, I mean, except for the fact that Toad escaped, that wasn't great.
Zeneca's immediately like, it was totally unavoidable and not at all my fault.
It was totally unavoidable!
You son of a bitch! And she's like leaping at the head.
Toad is sticking around arm, only to mock us.
Just stuffs her arm down the toilet. He goes through the pipe and comes back. Guy's like, turns out that doesn't go to anything! So I live here now! I forgot how gummy space works!
Christ, don't laugh. So, right then, were we going somewhere?
Not yes. Somewhere with indoor plumbing, so appropriately. Actually, I don't know if they did.
Wait, they should have.
Do you guys want to have a little scene talking about, like, hey, Toad got away?
Yeah, Zeneca was saying, like, listen, it was not my fault. It was totally unavoidable.
Wait, how did he escape, though?
Listen, that's not important. All that's important is it wasn't my fault.
No, it's how did he get out of here? Can someone else use that method?
Do you want to?
I don't... How did he get out, Zeneca? Did he, like, kill someone to get out? How?
I mean, there's only... I think we noticed by now if someone was dead.
Yeah, I'm counting heads. All of us are here.
Did he open... It was a joke. Kind of. It was me putting emphasis that it's silly that we don't know how he got out, unless Zeneca does, and for some reason, she doesn't. We'll have to talk about it.
Okay, but does Zeneca actually know? Because it's possible that Zeneca just heard a sound and he was gone.
I mean, because no, that was literally, that's how that episode ended, is she gave, like, the heart-to-heart, the Celeritus looked over and went, where the fuck is Toad? And immediately Lena did bloop, 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 and ended the episode. So I don't think, the toilets are not in the danger room, so I don't think she knows. That would be a weird-ass danger room.
Wait a minute.
A lot of home economization.
I've got an idea. Computer, did Toad escape, and if so, how?
Yes, through the... Wait, sorry. Hold on, I gotta figure out my computer.
What's up, you fucking idiots? I've been learning your human lingo.
Oh, hello, the losers.
The computer's always talked like that to us. That's why we love her.
Toad, the creature known as Toad, did escape. Through the laboratory.
What?
Laboratory.
First off, yeah, first off, computer, yeah, it's lavatory. We can totally use a 21st century speech text option. Finally confirmed.
I kind of like our Cartoon Network Dexter, like.
Didi, get out of my laboratory.
I have to go.
Didi.
Oh man.
Well, now we know.
do you know where he went, or did he just?
How
does
how
he live there now?
How does this work?
Oh god, I just realized I just made the computer from Warframe.
Oh shit.
You did, yeah.
Hey, wait, listener, are you one of the three people who plays Warframe? We're glad you got that joke.
Oh, Warframe isn't Square Enix, right?
Hilariously, Warframe is currently the most popular it's ever been.
Oh well.
Oh yeah, because we can't That's fucking more... play. We can't fucking play Overwatch anymore.
Oh yeah. Fuck, you're right. Is he in our septic tank now, or is he just gone? Like,
hey, he is no longer on the ship.
Well,
magic.
Well,
plumber magic. Got it. Okay.
He's a plumber? Solaris, what do you know? And grabs Solaris's lapels.
I just vaguely remember hearing something like plumbers can teleport through pipes or some shit. I don't know. Maybe he just has plumber magic. We don't know a whole lot about him. He is a small man who appears to be a mushroom or is wearing a mushroom hat. I never figured out which, to be honest. I still don't know.
It depends on the canon.
And has distressingly hairy legs.
Well, this all makes sense to me.
should we be on the lookout for him?
Talked with him a little bit before, you know, we vanish. This is gonna sound weird coming from me, I know. I don't think we need to worry about him right now.
How about this? Computer, can you alert any of us if Toad ever enters the ship again?
Sure.
Cool, thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, that was easy.
You're my favorite of the bunch.
I'm going to roll a light link with the computer.
I ask how the computer's doing all the time!
Yeah, you're clingy.
Oh my god.
You never give me space.
The computer's such a jerk.
Nyx actually looks upset.
Nyx, would you like to roll a dark link with the computer?
I have so many.
I'd like to roll
links.
You have too many light links.
I'd like to roll a light link with the computer because Zeneca's like, oh, so the computer's got good taste.
Salix is my favorite, three. Too.
That's a full success. Every memory is a link when I gain a link. I can just spend my Facilier link to gain an experience immediately. Replace Salus. Sweet. Off to a good start.
Wait a second.
Wait, who are you replacing again?
Dr. Facilier. Remember, I actually don't remember why I had a light link with him. We might not need to examine that.
I think what happened was he was just kind of like, oh yeah, you guys have me completely beat. And you were like, I respect that.
I think that's what it was. Yeah, he's like the first one who realized that he had no chance against us and made the rational decision.
God, we're cool. Well, with any luck, we won't have to worry about Toad for a while, because I trust you, Zeneca. Does anybody know where we're heading and how close we are to getting there?
You crashed right into the ground.
we crashed into Big Ben.
We had this meeting during the landing sequence. No one was in the pilot seat.
Solaris is like, oh, computer, I almost forgot to tell you. Could you engage autopilot to land? It's like... Right now? Do you mean like right now? Right now?
I would love that we get separated because we crash.
Ooh, I'm down for it.
Oh man!
You know what? I have nothing planned for this session, so let's just fucking do it.
You can't just admit that.
Look, I'll be honest, I haven't had anything planned for like the past 10 sessions.
Look, Jesus, it works.
There you go. Everybody roll a d6, and if you roll the same number, you're grouped together, or maybe a
d3? That's literally what I was thinking. Like,
I can't wait for Lena to make an OC out of the hot blue mouse dancer, because she's going to need other characters for us to run into.
It's a d3, yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, a d3? Wait, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you still rolled a number between
otherwise,
one and
there's
three,
a chance
so it's
we're
fine.
Six individual
I don't
groups.
Remember how to make this work.
It's an exclamation roll.
Okay.
So I'm in group one, fuck. Theo's in group three.
You may need to re-enter it, depending, I'm not sure this one accounts for edits. Oh, this is working out so far.
Okay, everybody's in one or three so far.
Oh! All right!
So
I like this.
Isaiah and me, so Solaritus and Salus are in the first group, and...
Wait, no, are they?
No, you rolled a three,
oh,
so
I can't
it's...
read. For some reason, I was looking at Rem's total. What the fuck? So
Rem, you call it party
my
time.
My total was highlighted. How did I... Sorry.
Asa and Salus are in one group, and everybody else is in the other group.
Honestly, that's like a great split.
That's a good one.
I really like it.
Wait a minute. We have one more very important...
Oh, Trips!
Trips.
He gets separated from Nyx and Zeneca. Oh no!
Oh,
his separated parents.
So. You know what? I'm really glad that was not a two, and Trips was in their own group. That would have been horrible.
At least they're not with like Ember. Like this is Salus, so she might not fucking
true,
murder
yeah.
a goddamn hamster.
Finally, I'm away from the view of the others.
Also, aren't these the exact groups that we did for ended up splitting for the for last time's gummy session?
No, because Ember was wait, for gummy session or for Emperor's New Groove?
For our gummy session that we just had, because
yeah,
I
much.
Specifically remember I had a conversation with Zeneca and Nyx, who
and
are
I
the people who I'm currently chilling with,
and no one else.
Salus also had a conversation with Nyx, which does break it a little bit. But aside
and
from
I,
that, yeah.
And I have not had a conversation with Nyx.
Even still, like, from the perspective of me and Rem, it works perfectly.
Fair enough.
Oh, no. I'm scared about what that role was.
So...
I'm pretty sure Layla was just choosing which one of the groups she was at rest
first. Oh, okay. She's not rolling for Toad.
No, I'm not rolling for Toad.
Everyone roll for Toad.
No.
So, okay, first of all, as you land on this planet, or crash land on this planet, and you all get separated, as you kind of recover from it, the group with Trips, which would be Salus and Asa, you first of all realize that Trips is got a really big no. Trips
oh.
is huge. Trips
oh,
is
no.
ginormous.
Wait, what? Is Trips still a hamster, but at regular size?
Yeah.
Trips is a hamster.
Trips,
you all are mice.
Trips did not change size.
Are
G
hamsters
did.
Not the size of mice?
No,
I think
bigger.
Hamster...
Yeah, hamsters
are
bigger,
bigger,
yeah.
Hamsters are a tad bigger.
Hamsters
to the point where if
are
a giant...
to mice what Kronk is to the rest of us.
Yeah,
hamsters count as a small gang.
I hate this first Google result in comparison to what's happening now of the largest hamsters are about 5 inches longer than the largest mice.
Holy shit.
I just Googled hamster versus mice.
No!
And I've been led to some terrible websites.
You're definitely going to see these two, those two animals throw down. Oh, they're both so cute.
You know what? But I'm gonna say Trips is standing on two legs.
Oh god.
And he goes, ha ha, finally, I am free from my curse.
This is the worst episode we've ever recorded so far.
But he still has to be in his hamster ball, right?
He is still in his hamster ball, yeah. And then he's like, oh no.
maybe the ball broke when it hit the ground.
No, he's still in the hamster ball because I think that's fucking hilarious. Let me type out.
Finally, I am free. He's got KG Tang's voice.
Yeah.
Finally.
Hey, hit us up, KG.
Yeah, I'm going to message KG and be like, hey, you want to
voice a hamster?
Oh, hey, are you free right now? You've got a hamster.
We'd always want to be like, hey, dude, you want to voice like, you want to voice our haunted house hamster?
Right now? Actually, okay. Right now?
Okay. I had to type out the group so that way I remember which is what.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So, group one, you find yourself outside of a very small house area. It seems, looking up at the like side of the house, it's built into a much larger house, probably a human-sized house.
Mm-hmm.
But this one seems to be about mouse-sized, and you hear conversation coming from the inside of it.
Jesus Christ, why is Trip so big?
Asa, Trips isn't big. We're... and then the camera reveals that we're mice.
How did I get so small?
Oh, important question. Have our outfits changed?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, man.
You're in, like, swanky Victorian-style outfits.
Victorian mice outfits.
Asa looks like a flapper.
Mouse fits!
Asa, flappers aren't going to exist for, like, 40 years.
She's ahead of her time.
Always.
Trendsetter.
Also, you already used the flapper for...
That's why it was my go-to.
Just because it's not in style yet doesn't mean it'll ever go out.
No. She dressed like a flapper and Sales was like, Asa, why does your magic always default to that? And Asa's like, magic?
I just had this.
Yeah. This is just my adventuring outfit sometimes.
Okay, so my disguise magic did make us mice, but this probably isn't a world with humans in it, right? Because that would
be weird.
this is a part of the Salus
human bit. A human walks by.
she goes, "Dang it. All right, next time we'll use someone else's magic." So Trips can speak?
Yep.
Sounds like KG Tang.
So Sales goes over to Trips and goes, "Hey, how you doing?"
I don't. No one's ever asked me that before.
Well, it's okay if you don't know the answer.
I'm doing good now.
That's good.
Do you need someone to let you out of there?
Yes, free me.
So. Okay, hold on a second, Asa. So, please don't take this personally, Trips, but you are a heartless, and every time I've interacted with you, you've tried to eat me. So, I just want to make sure...
That's not true. Only light nibbles.
Okay, so it was affection, then? It was not aggression?
Yes.
Okay.
I love you.
Okay. God damn it, I don't have any moves that let me determine if somebody is lying to me.
Oh my God.
I open the door.
The one time I go, okay, Salus doesn't need any deception check type abilities. And now here I am being definitely lied to.
Yeah, so Trips runs away.
I make a dark link with Trips for lying to us.
I have to also make a dark link with Trips. I'm gonna roll for that. Which I have not succeeded.
I did.
I do gain 2 experience.
Fucking hate that hamster now.
So Salus gets a mastery link with Trips because she's like, I wanna learn how to decept.
Oh god. Oh man. How to decept. That's what she Googles as soon as this trip is over. All right, well, we'd better go find him, because I know Nyx would not be happy to see that we lost their pet.
That's probably true.
Even if the pet is a heartless.
It's Seneca's pet, too.
I'm sorry, Theo. I didn't mean to make you sad. So I think Salus runs off in the direction that... that Trips ran.
Okay. Does Asa as well?
She doesn't want to, but when Salus does, she does.
Oh no.
We're going to do the Great Mouse Detective without the Great Mouse Detective.
The Great Mouse Detective is just happening in the background while we're doing our own thing.
So the other group, first of all, let's get Zeneca's reaction to being a mouse out of the way.
Yeah, she's not taking it well.
Is she spinning in a circle?
Yes.
Like I'm picturing her doing that thing where she sees her tail and jumps away from it and then sees her tail on the other side.
No, she at one point she does stamp on her tail and go, "Ow!"
Oh no.
Okay, listen, we've done so many worlds all the way through, we can skip this one. We've like 95% on a test is 100% if you think about it.
Lena, can I be a ferret?
Sure, you're pretty fucking big.
Aren't ferrets big?
Yeah, ferrets are pretty massive. Big compared to a mouse.
Okay, what can I be that's like moderately bigger than a mouse?
I mean a rat.
Yeah, you could definitely be a rat.
Perfect.
That's, especially since you got the evil motif going on.
There's you see a kind of I would describe it as like vampire chic is what his outfit looks like.
Oh my.
It's not inaccurate.
He's a large rat, and with him is a bat with a peg leg.
And a crooked wing.
And a crooked wing, yes. And he goes, "Well, hello."
He does sound like that.
He does. It's just still funny to hear it.
Shit, when was the last time I saw the Great Mouse Detective? Oh, by the way, Solaritus is fully freaking out over being a mouse, but in a positive way. He's like, "Oh my god, I'm so small and fuzzy and agile."
Finally, I can eat garbage and no one judges me.
I'm so agile.
I can eat fistfuls of cheese and it's natural. Hey, can we help you?
Yes, you can definitely help me.
Oh, God.
That's an ominous way to put it, dude. Like, Seneca's, like, collar pulling. Like, she's not enjoying any of this.
That's just how I sound.
Yeah, don't make fun of somebody for how they talk.
Yeah, it's quite rude.
Nyx, Solaritus. Oh, God, I don't like looking at you two. Nyx, Solaritus, quick team huddle.
Okay.
So, he seems immediately really untrustworthy, but... To be fair, he also reminds me a lot of Scrooge McDuck. And it was a good thing to trust that dude. He was the good side in that world. So I think we should trust this dude off the bat. My logic, my instincts are telling me. Sure. Excellent. I want to make sure we're on the same page. Solaritus, you in?
I mean, I don't think you should judge a person on how he looks, so... You know, he could be... I think we should trust him, probably.
Yeah, you definitely shouldn't judge someone how they look.
Oh, no.
Zeneca, are you afraid of mice?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh,
especially
no.
When they're now my size.
My size?
Oh, no.
No, don't get me wrong. I love things that have a tail that looks like wrinkly old skin.
Okay, break huddle, and then we just Sarah just spins around. Hi, yes, you seem trustworthy. How can... Is everything all right?
I need help with my little quest.
God.
He sounds like a drug dealer.
It does sound like a drug dealer.
The first one's free.
I mean, yeah, what is the job?
We're going to depose the queen.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Oh, jeez.
Fuck the monarchy.
Yeah, Zeneca's like, oh shit, like, she forgets about her fear. I want to roll a light link with Radigan.
Yes!
I was gonna say, there's no way he'd be this, like, direct, but yeah, no, in retrospect, of course...
It's Rourke all over again.
That was 12.
It specifically was Seneca.
I can change a different link's type. I'm going to change Salus to a heart link and say Seneca at some point can detect, like, when Trips escapes, like, something's wrong. I think it's Salus's fault.
It was Asa that opened it.
Yeah, but I don't have an Asa link right now. Oh, yes, I do. Too late now.
Too late.
I don't have a link with Trips, so I can't light portal him.
But
wait, I just made one.
You did, yeah.
Oh, so that will make your part of this plot easier when we cut back to you guys.
But yeah, fuck it. We're deposing the queen? Guys, the queen in any world you go to is almost certainly going to be the bad guy. Guys, my instincts, man, they are... listen. I'm already preaching to the converted, but I'm immediately on board with this dude.
Yeah, I mean, he's a rat like me.
I will look past that small affront to me.
What? What did I do?
I'm a mouse, not a rat.
Oh, he's gonna lean in, little rat face, right close to Zeneca's face. He's like, do mice get that big?
I don't know the difference at all.
I mean, to me, yes. They all look that big.
I don't know the difference, actually. I have no idea.
I've got like a basic grasp of engineering and like some other assorted shit, but I'm not a biology expert, but they all look that big to me.
Nyx is like, well, I'm sorry, sir. I'm not good at animals. He says, as a rat.
Has Nyx noticed that they don't have Trips?
Oh, no. He's like, but, like, also in his mind, sometimes when they get dumped out of the ship, like, Trips just sort of, like, stays in the ship, you know?
Yeah.
So in his head, he's like, oh, that's fine. All right. Anarchism. Let's go for it.
and at this point, it's Solaritus instead, who's a bit uncomfortable. He's like, yeah, all queens are evil. Something isn't right here. But he's tentatively going along with it.
Sweetie.
I mean, hey, dude, it's not like we're going to kill anyone. We're just going to depose a monarchy, right?
Yes, definitely.
That's a real thinker.
Nyx comments like the easiest way to depose a monarchy would be by killing people, I guess.
What?
No,
yeah, you don't want to kill people anymore, no, right?
Definitely right? Don't want to kill people. Definitely don't want to do it. But, like, it's surprising to me that there is no killing people already in this plan.
For which, I mean, effect, hey, if we start... I am glad, and we if are we... all grateful.
Listen, we can start with not killing people, and then amend the plan to killing people.
I don't want to make amendments, but I understand that amendments happen.
But we won't, right, guys? We're not gonna...
I promise, little one, we will not kill anyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Solaritus, you know, when you asked me, I thought this was you.
Oh, you two remind me of me with my old boyfriend.
Oh my god.
Canon, we're confirming it.
It's canon.
I mean, hey, new friend, you're gonna have to spill the tea on that one, but, speaking of friends, who's the little Victorian pickpocket standing behind you?
Theo, do you know what he sounds like?
Yeah, he sounds like this.
Okay. Oh god, no.
That's actually spot on.
No.
It was the girl, and I was flapping my wings.
Like, yeah, he sounds like that.
Yeah, so he's like,
I'm his assistant. I'm gonna be vice king.
Oh, we're deposing the king and putting... We're deposing the queen and putting you in charge?
Like, Radigan just smacks.
Yeah. he does give, like... And then he's like, yes, that is also part of the plan. But I promise to be a benevolent ruler.
You're losing me real fast, dude.
Well, you know what they say about loss? .jpg.
I need someone to draw a comic of Radigan saying, you know what they say about lost.jpg.
Christina, if you're listening
to this. Christina, we love you. and I might actually pay you to do this. So
the last panel is Basil in the
yeah Radigan and Basil in the lost panel.
I mean, yeah, dude, you kind of had us. You kind of had me at least with the deposed monarchy before you changed it to replace monarchy with different monarchy.
We can discuss the details as we go along. It wasn't necessarily put into place quite yet. We were thinking about it. We're floating ideas.
I meant Vice Prime Minister.
I'm gonna roll deep dive.
Oh, democracy.
I forgot that's a fucking move. I always forget we can ask questions about a scene.
2d6. Deep dive is with... I always forget.
It's with heart.
Which I am not terrible at.
Hooray.
I'm terrible at most things, but not that. Actually, I'm terrible at two things and great at other two things.
That's... Okay.
So I rolled an 11. All right. I'm going to start with the big question while I search through my laptop for the other questions that I can ask. What is the biggest threat here?
Oh, Radigan.
Yay, Radigan. Cool. I know somebody put all of the questions just freely available somewhere. Does anyone else remember
it's,
where?
What here could I use to blank? What here is not as it seems? What is the best way out of this situation? What is the biggest threat here? And what was done here recently?
Okay, what here is not as it seems?
If you...
Oh, Radigan!
Turns out he's a rat!
Yeah, that's the only thing that's not as... He is definitely planning on deposing the queen and taking the rule. And also for evil reasons.
For evil reasons.
And can you read those questions to me one more time, Isaiah?
Okay, what here could I use to blank? What is the best way out of the situation? And what was done here recently?
What here can I use to reveal Radigan's intent to my good friends? Which will, if he's smart, he'll run the fuck away. If he's not, he'll try and fight us, and then he'll die.
The speed run!
You see in the way background, there's just like this old mouse dude that's kind of tied up and looks like he's been kidnapped.
He brought his hostage with him?
That's not a hostage, that's food.
Jesus. Huh. Hey, Radigan, who's that guy?
And he runs away.
No!
Okay, so guys, hear me out. I think he was a bad guy.
Yeah, but like, also, listen, I'll admit it first, my intuition was wrong. But we could have gone along with the plan and then ruined it the last minute.
Suckers!
Solaris, we're gonna have a long talk on the ship about playing the long con.
I don't understand how subtlety works. I will get him. And Nick starts running after Radigan like old fucking hog, man.
I guess we're doing a sprint. I'm good at sprinting.
So we're gonna cut from this scene back to the trips Asa and Sayla's party.
So, are you doing Yakety Sax?
No, I'm doing the Betty Hill Show.
Oh. That's Yakety Sax!
Fuck you.
I think that...
Are we having any luck keeping up with this big hamster man?
No,
person?
You are not.
That's unfortunate.
What if... Wait, sorry, let me ask this in character. Salus! Have you learned how to turn your Keyblade into a sick ride yet?
I'm really glad you asked. No. But also, no. So, I think we're going to have to be smarter about this. I think we're going to have to, instead of just chasing them down, we're going to have to outsmart trips.
Oh, that's easy.
Is it?
Should be.
I mean, Trips is a hamster, but didn't you also say Trips was a house?
Yeah, and houses are dumb as shit.
Well, they're smarter than a sack of bricks.
Oh, that's true. Oh, I've got it.
Yeah?
I lost it.
I think you and I might be out of our depth.
But is cheese out of its depth? Hamsters
like cheese.
Not,
you're not making any sense.
Bait.
Oh, bait. All right. Well, let's find a cheese store, I guess.
You find a cheese store and it's got a lot of cheese.
I buy
who is the proprietor of this cheese store?
It's Ronald Cheeserton.
Can we hear a little bit of Ronald Cheeserton, please?
It's me, Ronald Cheeserton.
I roll a light link with Ronald Cheeserton.
I should roll a link just so that I can summon him later and make Lena do this again.
That's a 12. I rolled 2 sixes.
Yeah, okay, you get it. You get a light link with Ronald Cheeserton.
Okay. I now get +1 forward to deep dive or defend them. So cool. This has been a great scene.
Salus, ask him about his finest cheeses while I steal the shit cheese.
You want me to distract him so we can perform a robbery?
Yes.
That seems kind of unethical.
Not at
but
all.
I'll do
it's
it.
To save the world.
I'm going to ask Ronald Cheeserton about his life. I'm going to try and get him to open up to me.
Well, I've been a cheese salesman as long as I could know. I inherited it from my parents after they were killed by this large rat man.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
I smashed the glass on a countertop and steal some cheese.
He goes, hey, that's my cheese.
Asa, the story was just getting interesting.
It's for a good cause.
God.
So we've got cheese.
You know what's the best part about this plan?
What? Yeah.
Hamsters eat leaves.
Yeah. I mean, I noticed that immediately, but...
And I Google it, and they are allowed to eat cheese.
So believe it or not...
Heartless don't like cheese.
I'm also just going to point out, I think it makes sense that the two people who are explicitly not his owners making this mistake makes it 10 times funnier. Like, if Nyx or Zeneca had been there, like, no, fucking, like, get him some kale or something. But yeah, like, the only people there don't take care of him.
So believe it or not, I was going to try and pivot this scene into us looking for a detective to track down the hamster.
Oh, yeah, that's way better.
I love this show.
That is infinitely better.
Okay, so we've got cheese, and we did violate the law. So what do we do now?
Well, first things first. We have claws right now, so we did not violate the law.
I don't follow.
Well, there's no laws when you got claws.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Second off, I suppose we just sit here with the cheese.
Laws, fuck.
Did you guys violate just the get claw. That?
I
yeah,
didn't
maybe.
Get it at all. I felt so dumb.
I explained it.
You cut out while you.
Yeah, I think you cut out during the explanation.
We literally
it was,
just heard like
it was two... dead silent for 10 seconds.
Yeah, it was 10 seconds of silence, and then.
Yeah, no. I think from here, we just put the cheese out in the open, and then we hide.
Asa.
Yeah.
A thought occurs to me.
Yeah.
We're all mice.
Yeah.
So, Who likes cheese more than hamsters, Asa?
Salus looks back, and Asa has eaten half the cheese.
And you see, coming up behind you, trying to grab the rest of the cheese, is a kind of Sherlock-dressed looking dude.
Coming up behind us, trying desperately to bring our scene back on track.
You there, you have stolen the cheese from this innocent proprietor. You're under arrest.
How did you know? Oh, hey, that's... Well, technically it's not our cheese, but we were planning on using it.
For what?
Bait.
Well, okay. We're trying to track down a hamster. It's this big hamster. It's got a tattoo on its back.
A tattoo on a hamster? That feels like animal cruelty to me.
Listen. There are a lot of moral implications for this hamster in general, which we just can't get into.
Understood.
Well, great. Do you know anybody who might be able to, like, track a hamster or find somebody? Like,
anyone
some kind
good
of,
at, like, detecting?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the greatest detective of mouse kind.
Dumb.
Mouse.
Oh, great. So you know someone.
Salus, can we huddle?
Yeah, sure.
Salus, in our experience, anyone who says they're the greatest at anything is the villain.
You know, that didn't occur to me, but it does make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I don't know that we can trust this guy.
No. If you can't trust me, then trust my friend.
Oh my god, he heard us.
Yes, I'm a great detective. I don't think he sounds like this.
Mice just have big ears.
I feel like he just has a transatlantic accent. I know he doesn't,
yeah.
But let's give it to him.
He does just make him sound like Benedict Cumberbatch.
I was going to say Miles Edgeworth, but...
I just want to say, Rem, I like how collectively Salus and Asa share one brain cell.
Absolutely.
When they're apart, they're much smarter, but together, they are the dumbest people alive.
They're both incredibly competent individuals and a terribly incompetent duo.
Perfect.
What did you say your name was, Mr.
Oh, it's Basil of Bakersville.
Baker Street.
Or Basil for short.
Basil Baker Street, huh?
I'm the dauntless protagonist of Disney's 1986 film, The Great Mouse Detective.
Oh, he's in that movie.
Oh, Asa, can I use your phone to Google what dauntless means?
Yeah, here you go.
What the fuck? I'm getting a bunch of returns for a shitty YA novel.
I was going to make a joke about it's a video game that's just Monster Hunter.
Oh, that's pretty good. So, could you help us track down this hamster?
No. He says, yes, I can do it if my name's not Basil of Bakersville.
Oh, wait, but that if is your name is not?
No, it's not.
But he said it is.
No, he said it's not.
It's not Basil of Bakersville, which is what you said. It's Basil of Baker Street. Ergo, this line still works. You're a writing genius.
I'm so tired.
Did you say that in character or out of character?
Both.
Yes.
Well, great. So, I guess let's get started then.
All right, and we switch scenes back to the Radigan.
This is,
we're
this
so
is
fucking
the worst
productive.
Scene I've ever been a part of in my entire life.
So the Radigan group, you turn around a corner while chasing him, and you see the remnants of a dark form.
No, Zeneca's like, ah, shit. This, and then a random passerby reminds her that they're all mice.